Listening Library presents Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back. So you want to be a Jedi? An original retelling of Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back by Adam Gidwitz. Read for you by Mark Thompson. Introduction. So, you want to be a Jedi. I get that. It seems cool. You can move things with your mind, control people with your thoughts. Oh, and the lightsabers. Yeah, those are awesome. But listen, it's not all mind control and weaponized flashlights. Being a Jedi requires patience and strength and self-awareness. And training. Lots of training. You still want to be a Jedi? Tell you what, I'm going to tell you a story. Not just a story, the story. The story of one of the greatest Jedi ever. As I tell it, I'm going to give you some tests to see if you've got what it takes. If you're afraid, I don't blame you. Most folks don't have what it takes. Most folks are just ordinary, which is okay. There's nothing wrong with ordinary. But if you're ordinary, you can't be a Jedi. Do you want to hear the story? And do you want to undergo the tests? Do you still want to be a Jedi? Okay. This is the story of a young man. His name was Luke Skywalker. Now, even though this story is about him, I'm not going to tell it that way. You want to become a Jedi. He became one of the greatest Jedi of all. If you want to follow in his footsteps, you need to walk in his shoes. I mean, really walk in his shoes, and wear his clothes, and carry his lightsaber, and share his friends, and fight his enemies. You need, for the duration of this story, to become Luke. If you do, you will have walked the long, difficult, dangerous path of a Jedi. That path begins a long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away. On the Ice Cube. Chapter 1. You gaze out over the field of white. It is winter on the planet Hoth. It is always winter on Hoth. I mean, they have a summer. That's when the temperature crawls up to about 10 degrees below freezing. It's lovely. It is not summer, though. It's winter, and the snow stands so deep, you could lose a small child in it. You're wearing a jacket of thick synthetic fiber, a vest on top of that, a hood, and goggles. That's the uniform of the rebels when they're out on patrol here on Hoth, riding their great Hothian tauntauns. Those are large lizards that walk on their back feet. You know that because you're Luke Skywalker, right? But I'm just reminding you. All your gear doesn't insulate you from the cold, though. It is bitter and insidious. It creeps through every crack in your shell and burrows down to your bones. Off in the distance, a meteor crashes into the snow. You squint at it. The wind whips and cracks over the ice.
Echo 3 to Echo 7. Han, old buddy, do you read me?
Silence. Then a crackle of static.
Loud and clear, kid. What's up?
That's Han Solo's voice. You know Han Solo, of course, but I'll just remind you. He's a space pirate, a smuggler, a scoundrel, and somewhere between your big brother and your best friend.
I've finished my circle, you say. I don't pick up any life readings.
Han's voice breaks through again.
There isn't enough life on this ice cube to fill a refrigerator. The sensors are placed. I'm going back.
You shiver against the wicked wind.
Right. See you soon. There's a meteorite that just hit nearby. I'm gonna check it out. It won't take long.
It won't take long. Famous last words. For it is then, just as you sign off with Han Solo, that a Wampa hits you. It rears up out of nowhere,
a giant gorilla, polar bear, abominable snowman-like creature. You see its tiny eyes and enormous grinning mouth for just an instant. Because then, its paw makes contact with your face, and your head snaps back, and the vertebrae in your neck crackle like noisemakers, and your ears are pealing like the bells in a church. And you are in the air, flying. Then you hit the snow. You lie there, freezing, maybe dying. Your tauntaun screams. You die. Almost. Lesson Alpha. A Jedi should know how to count. Okay, it's time for your first test. Close your eyes. Wait, not yet. You've got to listen to the instructions first. In a moment, you're going to close your eyes. Then, you're going to count slowly to 10. As you're counting, try not to think about anything except the numbers. Okay? Do it now. Did it? Did other thoughts come into your head while you were counting? Probably. Thoughts like, what does this have to do with being a Jedi? And why is this guy so weird? That's okay. Don't stress it. But whenever you have a minute of quiet for the rest of today, try this again and see if you can think only of the numbers. Sometimes it helps to breathe in and out on each number. What does this have to do with being a Jedi? A lot. I'll explain later. And why am I so weird? There's no explanation for that.